By the time they turned into the driveway of their new house, it was already late in the day. A band of children was playing kickball in the street, and when Sally got out of the car, she waved, and the children waved back, each and every one of them. A robin was on the front lawn, pulling at the grass and the weeds, and all up and down the street, lights were being turned on and tables were set for dinner. The scent of pot roast and chicken paprikash and lasagna drifted through the mild air. Sally's girls had both fallen asleep in the back seat, their faces streaked with dirt and tears. Sally had bought them ice cream cones and lollipops. She'd told stories for hours and stopped at two toy stores. Still, it would take years before they forgave her. They laughed at the little white fence Sally put up at the edge of their lawn. Antonia asked to paint her bedroom walls black, and Kylie begged for a black kitty cat. Both of these wishes were denied. Antonia's room was painted yellow, and Kylie was given a goldfish named Sunshine. But that didn't mean the girls had forgotten where they came from, or that they didn't long for it still. Every summer, in August, they would visit the aunts. They would draw in their breath as soon as they turned the corner onto Magnolia and could spy the big old house with its black fence and green-tinted windows. The aunts always made a tipsy chocolate cake and gave Antonia and Kylie far too many presents. There were no bedtimes, of course, and no well-balanced meals. No rules were put forth about drawing on the wallpaper or filling the bathtub so high that bubbles and tepid water splashed over the sides and dripped down through the ceiling of the parlor. Every year the girls were taller when they arrived for their visit. They knew this because the aunts were seeming smaller all the time. And every year they went wild. They danced through the herb garden and played softball on the front lawn and stayed up past midnight. Sometimes they ate nothing but Snickers and Milky Ways for nearly the whole week, until their stomachs began to ache, and they finally called for a salad or a glass of milk. During their August vacations, Sally insisted on getting the girls out of the house, at least in the afternoons. She took them on day trips, to the beach at Plum Island, to the swan boats in Boston, out into the Blue Bay and Gloucester on rented sailboats. But the girls always begged to return to the aunt's house. They pouted and made Sally's life miserable until she gave in. It wasn't the girls' bad temper that convinced Sally to turn back for the house. It was that they were united in something. This was so unusual and so delightful to see that Sally just couldn't say no.